gods, the worm is coming! Mineo felt totally exposed. A simple flick of the great body would crush Mineo against the wall. I must appeal to the human in him. Lord, Mineo said, I have read the accounts and heard your own words about your marriage to your sister Ganima. If only she were with me now, Leto said. She was never your mate, Lord. What are you suggesting? Leto demanded. The twitching of Leto's hands had become a spasmodic vibration. She was... I mean, Lord, that Ganima was Harkal Adda's mate. Of course she was. All of you Atreides are descended from them. Is there something you have not told me, Lord? Is it possible, that is, with Hui Nori, could you mate? Leto's hands shook so strongly, Mineo wondered that their owner did not know it. The glazing of the great blue eyes deepened. Mineo backed another step toward the door to the stairs leading down from this deadly place. Do not question me about possibilities, Leto said, and his voice was hideously distant, gone somewhere into the layers of his past. Never again, Lord, Mineo said. He bowed himself back to only a single pace from the door. I will speak to Nori, Lord, and to the Duncan. Do what you can. Leto's voice was far away in those interior chambers which only he could enter. Softly, Mineo let himself out of the door. He closed it behind him and placed his back against it, trembling. Ah, that was the closest ever. And the paradox remained. Where did it point? What was the meaning of the God Emperor's odd and painful decisions? What had brought the worm who was God? A thumping sounded from within Leto's eyrie, a heavy beating against stone. Mineo dared not open the door to investigate. He pushed himself away from the surface which reflected that dreadful thumping and went down the stairs, moving cautiously, not drawing an easy breath until he reached ground level and the fish speaker guard there. Is he disturbed? She asked, looking up the stairs. Mineo nodded. They both could hear the thumping quite plainly. What disturbs him? The guard asked. He is God and we are mortal, Mineo said. This was an answer which usually satisfied fish speakers, but new forces were at work now. She looked directly at him, and Mineo saw the killer training close to the surface of her soft features. She was a relatively young woman with auburn hair and a face usually dominated by a turned-up nose and full lips, but now her eyes were hard and demanding. Only a fool would turn his back on those eyes. I did not disturb him, Mineo said.
Of course not, she agreed.
Her look softened slightly.
But I would like to know who or what did.
I think he is impatient for his marriage, Mineo said. I think that's all it is.
Then hurry the day, she said.
That's what I'm about, Mineo said. He turned and hurried away down the long hall to his own area of the citadel. Gods! The fish speakers were becoming as dangerous as the God Emperor. That stupid Duncan! He puts us all in peril! And Hui Nori! What's to be done about her? The pattern of monarchies and similar systems has a message of value for all political forms. My memories assure me that governments of any kind could profit from this message. Governments can be useful to the governed only so long as inherent tendencies toward tyranny are restrained. Monarchies have some good features beyond their star qualities. They can reduce the size and parasitic nature of the management bureaucracy. They can make speedy decisions when necessary. They fit an ancient human demand for a parental, tribal, feudal hierarchy where every person knows his place. It is valuable to know your place, even if that place is temporary. It is galling to be held in place against your will. This is why I teach about tyranny in the best possible way, by example. Even though you read these words after a passage of eons, my tyranny will not be forgotten. My golden path assures this. Knowing my message, I expect you to be exceedingly careful about the powers you delegate to any government. The Stolen Journals.